Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, Medical Intuitive Healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Now, our guest today is Aaron Goldman. Aaron Goldman is the Chief Science Officer and co-founder of DNA Labs. And you can find out more about Aaron Goldman and his wonderful work at his website, dnalabs.ca. Welcome, Aaron Goldman.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
So, Aaron Goldman, you are the Chief Science Officer and co-founder of DNA Labs. What inspired you to start DNA Labs? And what gap in healthcare were you looking to solve?
Yeah, so basically, right before we started DNA Labs, I was running a lab at Mount Sinai Hospital here in Toronto, Canada. And what we were doing was genomics as a service. So our lab had all the very expensive, you know, genomics equipment, the sequencers and genotyping machines that most labs wouldn't have. So we actually operated like a business. So researchers all over the world would send us samples and we'd analyze them for a service and deliver data. We'd also help with, you know, writing grants and doing some analyses and stuff like that. But there was a time when in 2007, when DNA technology sort of made a huge jump. So something called next generation sequencing was invented. And that's kind of like going from a typewriter to a computer in DNA technology. So it just allowed the field to just really sequence like crazy and basically understand DNA at a much deeper level. And not just that, be able to obtain genetic information at a much more cost-effective way. So the costs were coming down, our knowledge was going up. And the gap that we recognized was really around drug compatibility. So medications, as you know, oftentimes they don't work. I have graphs in some of my talks that show that it's like, if you're lucky, if it's 50% of the time that it's going to work for you. So there's a lot you can do, you know, with prevention and better drug management. So the first test that we developed is called a pharmacogenetics test. We call it Match My Meds. That's our product name, but the technology is called pharmacogenetics. Pharma meaning drugs and genetics meaning genetics. And basically the way this works is, you know, if you metabolize a drug too quickly, it flows through you so fast that it never really accumulates to therapeutic levels. Conversely, if you metabolize a drug too slowly, then it stays in your system. Then you take another dose the next day, another dose the next day, the levels become too high, they're toxic. And that's when you can have unwanted side effects. So the genes that govern drug metabolism are so well characterized at this point that there's actually guidelines for prescribers that say if your patient has a certain genetic variant, don't prescribe that drug, prescribe this other drug instead. Or if you want to prescribe this drug, prescribe it at half the dose. So almost word for word from those guidelines, that's where we get our recommendations. So, you know, the cost was coming down, our knowledge was going up, those guidelines existed. The missing link was, who's going to provide the genetic data for the doctors to make their prescribing decisions? So that was really the gap that we recognized, and we started with that product. Then after we launched the company, this is about 10 years ago, we started, you know, doing a roadshow, trying to introduce it to different clinics, and we realized drugs really just don't work, and there's so much you can do with prevention so that you don't need a drug in the first place. And that led us to develop our other class of tests, which is more of a nutrition and lifestyle test. So we call that test Love My Health on our website or as part of our product lineup. And we've subsequently come up with a bunch of different versions of that test.
Wonderful. Now, I want to offer a personal testimonial for our audience. So my name is Catherine Kerrigan. I'm a medical intuitive healer, 32 years full-time experience in natural healing. And I'm going to make a couple of comments to give background about why I'm really endorsing the wonderful work at DNA Labs. So I come from a medical family. My brother, father, grandfather, great grandfather, uncle, all medical doctors. Really respect the medical doctors. And as a medical intuitive, when I have clients who need medical help, I tell them to go to the doctor in a heartbeat, including for lab testing. Now, what's interesting is that on a personal level, part of the reason that I got into natural healing was that when I was younger, I was put on various medications that didn't work and actually made me worse. So when I knew I was going to do this interview, the wonderful folks at DNA Labs let me do their tests for free. And it's a very easy test. You do a cheek swab. So you don't have to pee. You don't have to have your blood drawn. Very inexpensive test. You just swab the inside of your cheek and send it off. And then from that little cheek swab, they give you a long list of drugs that don't work for you. And then they give you a tremendous amount of information about your health, which I think our folks are going to be really interested in. But what was interesting to me was when I got the results about the drugs, there were all these drugs that I had been given when I was younger. And I'm like, yep, that didn't work. And that didn't work. But it was a blessing because then I got into natural healing. And I just feel that we want to be compassionate to the doctors because this is actually new technology. And when you go to the doctor and you have pain or any other condition, the doctors are doing their best with their information and the information they have, but they may not have the DNA information about your specific DNA. So if you are taking a drug that doesn't work, one of the things you can do is to get your DNA tested and find out what drugs work and what does drugs don't work. I think it's just really critical, and we have to be compassionate, but realizing that the doctors are actually making educated guesses until they have this DNA information.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're making educated guesses, or it's a little bit of guesses. It's sort of not the best term, but they're doing their best with the information that they have. And most doctors recognize that pharmacogenetics is a real technology. It is the future. Just the challenges, it's not often covered by insurance or by the private payer or public payer if you're living in Canada like I am. So the challenge is who's going to pay for it? But once you have that information, most doctors recognize that it's real, and they appreciate it. And I'm glad to see that, or to hear that, your report confirmed a lot of your experience, and we see that all the time.
Yes, for sure. And so, as for pharmacogenetics, can you explain for our audience what exactly is pharmacogenetics?
Yeah, basically, so it's really looking at the speed at which drugs are metabolized in our body. So, like I said before, if you take a drug and you process it too quickly, you'll basically pee it out so fast that it'll never really work. So it's not effective. But if someone else takes that same drug and they process it too slowly, then it stays in their system and it becomes too high, the levels become too high, they're toxic, and that's when you can have unwanted side effects. So it's really looking at the speed at which drugs, it's called pharmacokinetics, and then it's the which is the speed, and then genetics is how you figure out how you process them.
And so, for our audience, can you explain how many drugs are currently covered in your drug test, and
Yeah,
how much does that
so
cost?
yeah, so we cover 171 different medications currently. We're always adding to the list. So at the beginning of this year, we actually did a big update to add about 40 new drugs. So we're now up to 171. And we provide a full comprehensive report. So there are some companies out there, some other pharmacogenetics companies that might sell you like a pain panel and a mental health panel and a cardiovascular panel. But we see value in giving people the full comprehensive report because your DNA doesn't change over the course of your lifetime. So you might need it today for a mental health drug. You might need it 15 years from now for a cardiovascular drug. if you have our tests, you'll have your report in your records, and you'll be protected. So yeah, 171 different drugs, various therapeutic categories. The big ones are mental health, like the anti-anxiety antidepressants. Those are notoriously difficult to get right. Cardiovascular is a huge area for this technology. There's a lot of statins that are commonly prescribed that we cover, but also there's a drug called Plavix, which is or clopidogrel is the compound name. Plavix is the brand name. That's a drug that is used very commonly if someone, it's a blood thinner that's given to people after they have a heart attack, and it's supposed to thin your blood, but it doesn't work on like 40% of the population. So it's really important. That's one that actually has a black box warning on it from the FDA to say that you must understand the genetics before prescribing. So that's a huge area for it. PPIs like the gastroenterology drugs are like Nexium and those types of things are really commonly used, so we cover those. Pain is a big area. We cover opioids, but also things like ibuprofen. So it's really a comprehensive test that you get. Cost, you can purchase it from our website. I'm always forgetting. I'm just going to look it up. I'm always forgetting the U.S. price because I'm here in Canada. In Canada, it's $349. In the U.S., it's $275 U.S. So,
Okay. So, and just as a personal endorsement, and again, I want to be practical about it. So, for example, my partner 3 years ago had open heart surgery, completely repaired his heart. So, he has to be on medication. So, my endorsement is if you're listening to this broadcast and you are taking medication and it's not working for you, one really smart avenue that you can do is do the DNA testing to find out if you might have some difficulty with any of the medications. And it doesn't mean that your doctor is wrong or stupid or bad. They may just simply not have that information. Now, let's move on to talking about your Love My Health test. And again, I'm going to give another personal endorsement because I'm a medical intuitive healer and I work with people on their nutrition, on all kinds of natural supplements. And I see people who are going to naturopaths and people who are running thousands of dollars of panels on very expensive lab testing, but they're just giving a snapshot of like today. And when you do DNA testing, it's talking about your DNA, like how you were born and your genetic proclivity. And I was so impressed when I got my Love My Health report because I'll be 67 this month. I've spent decades learning my body and understanding about my body. And I was like, oh my God, here in this one little cheek swab report, they're telling me everything that it literally took me decades to figure out.
We see that all the time where, the report might confirm some of your experience, and then that gives you a lot of confidence in the rest of the report. So, and to go back to what you were saying about the lab, other lab testing, that's exactly right. And we always like to say that our test is very complementary to the other tests. There's definitely value in a snapshot look at what's happening in your body, but your DNA doesn't change, so it's sort of your underlying predispositions, I would say. So, for example, you might be predisposed to have low iron, but that doesn't mean you're going to have iron deficiency your whole life. The blood test that looks at your real-time levels of ferritin will tell you if you have iron deficiency that day. But generally, you understand your genetic predispositions, you do your tweaks or your dietary changes or your medical interventions with a clinician, and then you can do those other blood tests or urine tests periodically to make sure the levels are where they should be.
Yeah, and again, our personal testimony, one of the things that the Love My Health test showed from my DNA was that I would be at risk for celiac disease. And so I've been gluten-free now for 35 years. And I remember when I first got off gluten, other people in my family sort of made fun at me. Like, we've been eating bread our whole life. Like, what's wrong with you? But then again, your testing showed this really is an issue. And I've had other tests that showed, on a scale of 0 to 100, I was plus 100 sensitive to gluten. Now, Erin Goldman, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio, and we're going to explain for our audience more about what they can discover about their health through their DNA. My name is Katherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, and we're listening to Erin Goldman, the Chief Science Officer of DNA Labs. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Erin Goldman, one of your tests that I feel many of our audience will be very interested in is your Love My Health test. And so here we are at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. So our audience wants to do everything naturally without drugs as much as possible. Can you explain for our audience, what is the Love My Health test? How much does it cost? And what sort of information can people learn by doing this easy cheek swap?
Thanks. Love My Health is a nutrition and lifestyle DNA test. We do sell it on our website, dnalabs.ca. It's available for about $300 Canadian, or $299 Canadian, or $235 US. And basically, it's similar to the pharmacogenetics test that we sell, but all of our tests start with a simple cheek swab that you can do in the comfort of your own home. And then you send it in to us, we analyze your DNA. But here, instead of looking at how you deal with medications, we're looking at how your body deals with certain nutrients. We look at genes that are associated with nutrient deficiencies or food sensitivities. We look at mental health. So we look at things that regulate mood and addiction and stress and things like that. We look at hormonal health. We look at the way your body's detox. You're always cleaning out toxins that we're exposed to. And a lot of illness comes from an inability to detox as toxins build up in our body over time. So we look at that. We look at physical fitness as well. So it's quite a comprehensive look at your health. And it's all from a simple cheek swab.
Okay. Now you do genetic testing that is direct to consumer. So if somebody's listening to this broadcast, how do they order one of your tests?
Yeah, if you're so you simply go to our website and there's a web you click on buy now. So you can buy both the pharmacogenetics test as well as the nutrition and lifestyle test. You can buy it directly from our website. We also have, a professional line that we sell only through doctors. So if you're interested in that, the main difference between the standard Love My Health and the professional Love My Health Pro, we call it, is that the pro version contains extra content that some of which is sensitive, like around Alzheimer's disease risk or cardiovascular disease risk. Some of it is just really complicated, like we take a deep look at the glutathione detoxification pathway, and we take a deep look at estrogen breakdown in females. So because this extra information is either sensitive or complicated, we only deliver that through practitioners. So if you have a practitioner that does this kind of stuff, they can purchase it on your behalf. Or if you don't, you can always reach out to us and we can help connect you to a practitioner in your area.
So I find this very interesting because as a medical intuitive healer, people come to me to solve actual problems. Like I'm iron deficient all the time. What do I need to do? Or I've got these chronic digestive issues, or I've got a family history of Alzheimer's. I want to go through some of these very common health issues and talk about what your lab tests can show. So what can your DNA lab tests show about our iron levels? Because a lot of this, again, this is like you need to watch out for this, or this is not an issue for you. So what can start with iron levels? What can your test show about iron levels?
Good question. So we look at five different genes in our iron section, and these genes are either associated with having too much iron, which is called iron overload or hemochromatosis, or we look at three genes that are associated with iron deficiency or too little iron. So if you have markers that are associated with iron deficiency, then you're more likely to have iron deficiency compared to people that don't have these genetic markers. Now, importantly, the variants that we're looking at are very common. So it's not like the Huntington's gene where 1 in 10,000 people have it, and if you have it, you're going to get the disease. That's not what this test is about. It's really looking at genetic variants that are very commonly found in the population. It could be 20, 30, 40% of the population carries some of these things. So it's very, very common. Just to give you an example, I have the risk for iron deficiency personally. So I have and it's very common. I see it in a lot of people. But what the test report shows is it says, you have a risk for low iron. It highlights what symptoms to look out for. So like things like extreme fatigue, weakness, chest pain, shortness of breath, poor appetite. So those are the symptoms as someone who has a risk for iron deficiency should be aware of. And if you're experiencing those symptoms, then it might be your iron. So then there's helpful hyperlinks to food tables of food sources of iron. It talks about supplementation, that sort of thing. But importantly, for example, for myself, I eat plenty of foods that have iron since I've created my report. So I'm not currently experiencing symptoms of iron deficiency. So I don't need an iron supplement. So the report can be helpful in telling you what you don't need, as well as what foods you should be focusing on.
So let's move on to brain health. What can your DNA tell us, your DNA testing tell us about our brain health?
So we look at a bunch of different genes. Some of them regulate neurotransmitters. So we have this great section in the report, which is the section is called cognitive performance and stress resilience. The gene that we're looking at has been dubbed the worrier or a warrior gene. So people could have a worrier version or a warrior version. So this is an interesting story. And the way I like to think about this is, you have a thought, and in your brain, your neurons pump out a bunch of dopamine. And then this enzyme comes in and cleans up all that excess dopamine. So you can stop thinking about that thing and move on to something else, right? Now, if you have a slow version of the gene like I do, then that's associated with the worrier version. So I have a thought in my brain, a bunch of dopamine is in my brain, and then the worrier gene slowly clears it out. And as it's slowly being cleared out, my brain continues to fire, continues to overthink things, dwell on things, maybe even stress out about things. So that's me, and that suits me to a T. Now the good thing is there's always something you can do about how to overcome your genetics. And this enzyme actually uses magnesium as a cofactor. So just having foods that are rich in magnesium or supplementing with magnesium can be helpful in terms of addressing that specific problem. Conversely, someone might be the warrior, have the warrior version of the gene. So they have a thought, the dopamine's cleaned up really quickly, and they move on to the next thought. So warriors tend to have lower levels of stress because they don't really dwell on things, but sometimes they don't do so well with cognitive tasks because they don't think things through. So they might have problems focusing. So again, if they're a warrior and they're too much of a warrior, then there's other recommendations there to slow down the pathway.
Okay, and when you get your report back, part of what you receive is again food recommendations on, lifestyle recommendations. So let's talk about specifically risk factors for Alzheimer's, because
Right.
I was sort of really thrilled because it said
Okay,
I'm not likely to get Alzheimer's.
good.
So what can it tell us about risk factors for Alzheimer's?
So the Alzheimer's risk gene, first of all, it's only available on the pro version of the report. It's not on the direct-to-consumer version. But we're looking at a gene. It's called APOE, which is it basically breaks down the fat plaques that would build up in your brain over the course of your lifetime. And again, I like to think of it as slow and fast or efficient and inefficient. So if you have the fast or the normal version of that gene, then those fat plaques are going to be broken down efficiently. But if you have the slow version of the gene, then the fat plaques are not broken down as efficiently, so they build up over time. And the disease that's associated with that is specifically late onset Alzheimer's disease. And when we say late onset, we're talking very late in life, like in your 70s or 80s or 90s. And that's because it takes a lifetime to accumulate those fat plaques over time. Now, the good thing about it is that it's actionable. So there's so much you can do in terms of diet and lifestyle to minimize your risk if you do have that risk factor growing up. So the recommendation or the report includes recommendations around diets, around what specifically you should include in your diet, what natural products might be helpful in reducing those plaques, being active, and that sort of thing. So there's a lot there, and of course everyone should be doing all these things all the time. But sometimes seeing a risk on a piece of paper can be very motivating for people.
Yes. Now let's talk about mental health. So, Aaron Goldman, as you know, something like 12% of the U.S. population is on some sort of form of psychiatric drug. So, if you're listening to this broadcast and you're suffering from anxiety or depression or any other mental health issue, you can take this cheek swab and find out if which psychiatric drugs will or will not do work for you. And then the Love My Health add-on also talks about mental health factors. So, Aaron Goldman, can you explain for our audience in the Love My Health test, what sort of information can you learn about your mental health?
So I talked about the warrior, so that's looking at stress and anxiety. We have another section on mood, so certain looking at again regulation of neurotransmitters that can lead to aggression or even depression. Again, it's not these variants are very, very common. A lot of people have them, and just because you might have a certain risk doesn't necessarily mean you're going to experience, for example, anxiety or depression, but it's just more likely. And if you have a perfect storm of genetic variations plus your environment and your diet is in a way that can push you over the edge, then you could experience those illnesses, right? So we look at those. We have another section on addiction. So whether addicted to like cigarettes or cocaine even.
Right.
And then mood, anxiety.
Yes, and when I read your test, like one of the things that I know about myself is, I mean, for years, decades even, I didn't drink any alcohol. And now, I can have a glass of wine, maybe two, but I always drink things that are low alcohol. And your test showed that I would metabolize alcohol very slowly. And again, this is something that I figured out. But again, if you can just do a cheek swab and just find out you have a genetic tendency towards addiction, you're going to metabolize alcohol very slowly. Maybe this is something that you need to be careful about. And I want to go back to the mental health thing because one of the things the test said was that I would tend to have high levels of serotonin. Well, when I was younger, I grew up in an abusive household. What did they put me on? They put me on antidepressants, which is the exact wrong thing, right? And again, so you can do a cheek swab and find out what is your brain chemistry, what is your genetic tendency for your brain chemistry so that you don't pick treatments that are, in the wrong direction.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. So the Love My Health and Nutrition Lifestyle Test can really help you understand how neurotransmitters are being, processed in your body and whether you have risk of high or low levels and stuff like that. And then the Match My Meds is really more about figuring out what drugs are going to work or not work based on how quickly you process them. So, in your example, that your doctor put you on like a probably an SSRI or something that was not appropriate for your brain chemistry. But even if it was appropriate for the brain chemistry, then our test could help figure out whether you metabolize it quickly or slowly or not.
Yeah.
So whether it's compatible with you.
Yeah. And again, being compassionate, so many people, they go to their doctor, they're in trouble, they're depressed, they're anxious, they're in pain, they're wanting to get help. And then maybe they're prescribed medication and it doesn't work. And then they, it's like, well, what's wrong with you? And it's like,
Yeah, exactly. And basically the way medicine works is trial and error. So especially with the mental health drugs. So almost everyone that's prescribing an antidepressant knows that they're going to try this and then the patient will have to come back for an adjustment, whether it's a change of dose or to try something new. And especially with mental health drugs, you can't just stop one and start another. Sometimes you have to do an extended washout period in between. And you also don't know whether it's working right away. It might take a month for you to figure out whether it's working. So in a lot of cases, you're taking a drug for a month, it doesn't work, so you got to wash it out for another month, and then you need to try another drug for a month. So it's 3 months later and it still might not be working for you. So the
yes.
pharmacogenetics can really help, like the Match My Meds test can really help get you on the right drug a lot
Yeah.
quicker.
And then what happens often is if your drug's not working, then they prescribe more drugs. And then, here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I've done numerous interviews, numerous shows about how to get off antidepressants. And the first step might be to learn, what is your genetic predisposition?
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
with that, let's take a break and listen to another message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. You are listening to the Natural Healing Show. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, Medical Intuitive Healer. We're listening to Erin Goldman, the Chief Science Officer of DNA Labs. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Erin Goldman, as you know, one of the chief health issues in our Western society is actually cardiovascular disease. What can DNA testing tell a person about their cardiovascular health, their genetic predisposition?
Good question. Yes, we look at a bunch of genes that regulate things like cholesterol and fats, saturated fats, you know, the good fats like the omega-3s, the bad fats like the omega-6s. So we really look at we have a lot in a couple different sections. So we have a diet and heart health section that looks at all that. So there we look at how the body deals with fats, carbohydrates. We have this risk for heart disease gene as well that's on the pro version that we look at. We look at things that can increase your risk for things like metabolic disease or diabetes. So it's quite, like I said, it's quite a comprehensive look at our bodies.
So let's move on to digestive health. So as you know, many people have Crohn's, colitis, mm-hmm. food sensitivities. How can the DNA testing help us understand our digestive health?
Yeah, so you mentioned celiac before. So we do look at the risk for celiac disease or gluten sensitivity. And there we're looking at the clinical gold standard for genetic testing for celiac is to look at six different genetic markers within a gene region called HLA. So that's what we're doing here. So the results are going to say whether you're not at risk. So 99.9% of the population that do not have celiac disease would have genes similar to you. And if that's the case, then you're excluded from having any risk. And then there's a low, medium, high, very high risk based on your genetics. Even if you're at a high risk, doesn't necessarily mean you have celiac disease because there's other factors like when you're exposed to it as a baby and things like that can affect it. But everyone that has celiac disease, their genetics would show that they have very high risk. So it does confirm it that way. And if you are at very high risk, the recommendation is to try cutting gluten out and see how you feel. Now, if you wanted to get like the blood test, that's the more definitive marker for a positive result. So I should mention the exclusion that I mentioned is a negative result, and that's the most definitive result you can get from the genetic side. But if you have a very high genetic risk for celiac, you still, in order to get diagnosed, there's a blood test that you can do. Now, the problem with that is you have to eat gluten every day for a month and then get tested to see if the antibodies are flaring up. So it might be a more preferable a way to approach it is if you are at very high risk, try cutting it out for a month and see how you feel, right?
Right. Don't make yourself sick in order to do a lab test.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, another thing that I found really interesting in your lab testing, in your DNA testing, was about histamine levels.
Yes.
And what was interesting about that to me was when I was younger, I had asthma. I used full-on inhalers. Uh-huh. I got allergy shots, all of that. And again, I've controlled that over the years through a healthy diet. But mm-hmm. so many people, they have a genetic predisposition to severe allergies.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could even show up as things like skin rashes.
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah. Can you explain for our audience what exactly is histamine and yeah. how is our genetic predisposition to yeah. metabolize histamine going to yeah. show up on your test?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's actually one that's been really helpful for me personally, because I have seasonal allergies as well. So I learned what foods to avoid and what foods to focus on. I think that's something that one of the huge benefits of this report is that it's really educational. You get a book that basically explains how your body's reacting, and then it can even explain, and there's hyperlinks to food tables throughout. So it even explains what foods to avoid or focus on. So if someone has, we're looking at two different genes, one's called HNMT, the other one's called DAO. And these are genes that are associated with histamine sensitivity. So if you are exposed to either histamines in the environment, or the thing that I learned from my report is that there are foods that release histamine and foods that are high in histamine. So if you can, like things like fermented fruits and dried fruits and things like that. I've basically tried to avoid anything like pickles or even kimchi, which is, has other health benefits, but I sort of avoid any of this fermented fruits. And that's been helpful for me in terms of keeping my histamine reactions down. So yeah, it's a really edu it's a great educational tool to learn how your body's working and what foods you should be focusing on.
Yeah. So if you suffer from seasonal allergies, which is not like, you know, severe heart disease,
right, exactly,
or severe depression, but it can be really irritating and drag your energy down. And again, absolutely, even show up, I have so many clients and they've got, you know, severe rashes, and it all goes back to their histamine levels.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what can DNA testing show us about our genetic predisposition for need for certain vitamins and nutrients?
Yeah, it's a great question. So so I mentioned the iron example before, where you might have a risk of high or low iron. So that's basically a lot of what's on the report is, you know, risk for high or low. But it's not all high or low. Sometimes our genetics can help us figure out where we should be getting our nutrients from. And one great example, or simple example from the report, is vitamin A. So when you so vitamin A is another word for it is called retinol, which is a compound found in animal products like fish and meat and eggs and cheese and so on. Now, if you're vegan, the way you get vitamin A is, you know, you eat a carrot, and you and the carrot is orange because it has beta carotene in it. And your body has a gene that we look at that takes beta carotene and basically cuts it in half and makes two retinols, like two molecules of vitamin A. So when you eat a carrot, your body converts the beta carotene into vitamin A. Now, a lot of people have genes that means that they're going to have a reduced ability to do that. So if you're vegan, you can eat a truckload of carrots and your skin's going to turn orange before you have enough vitamin A in your system. And that's a real thing. It's called beta carotenemia. And actually, it's become a TikTok thing for kids to eat a bunch of carrots to try to, I think it's called the carrot tan challenge. And they eat a bunch of carrots to try to turn their skin orange. But the reason why that's happening is because the beta carotene is building up in their system and it's not being broken down into vitamin A. So if that's the case, then the report would tell you either rely on animal sources of vitamin A, or if you're vegan and you want to maintain that lifestyle, you can bypass the pathway by taking retinol. Now, most supplements actually have beta carotene in it and expect you to turn it into vitamin A. So that's not going to be helpful for you. So you're going to want to find a supplement that actually has retinol in it. So anyway, that's just one example of how the report can, you know, highlight where we should be getting our nutrients from. We also look at, you know, in our B vitamin section, you might need a methylated version or a hydroxycobalamin version of B vitamins and things like that. So it can also be very specific in that regard.
Yeah, very important information. And going back to what you said, I do a system of body typing, and there's some individuals who could be healthy vegans, and other people, if you put them on a vegan diet, they're literally going to be starving and they get really, really sick. So people get on their high horse about, you know, how they think they should eat, but you have to go back to your genetic predisposition.
Exactly. Now, yeah.
So what does the DNA test show us about our pain level and our pain tolerance?
Yeah, it's a good question. So that's actually for pain, we're looking at the same gene that I mentioned before, the warrior gene. it's also been shown to be associated with pain. So typically, if you have the like a slower version of the gene, then, you know, the dopamine's going to be higher in your brain and you're going to experience more pain. Whereas if you have the warrior version, then warriors tend to have lower levels of pain. Now, where I've seen this be actually clinically important, we also look at risk for injuries, especially like Achilles heel injury. Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen a number of people that have a high pain tolerance and a high risk for injury. And these people are getting injured all the time because they're not, you know, they're not feeling the pain, so they don't stretch as much, and then they tear before they you know, the pain stops them from overdoing it, basically. So you sometimes see, like, you know, combinations of these things that are clinically really important.
And what does your DNA test teach us about our ideal diet? So if somebody's really wanting to dial in and get their ideal diet, how will this DNA testing help us?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the report really talks about a whole bunch of different nutrients. We talk about all the different vitamins. We talk about iron, choline, probiotics, antioxidants, all this kind of stuff. omega-3, what version of omega-3. So it can be really helpful in making tweaks to sort of fine tune the diet. On a more macro level, you know, we talked about the Alzheimer's gene before. If you have that, then there are certain diets that are really important. It's a Mediterranean-like diet. It's called the MIND diet. So those types of things are recommended throughout as well. So it can be helpful both on the macro and dialing down into the details.
So if somebody's listening to this broadcast and they say to themselves, well, I've gone to my naturopath, they've run thousands of dollars of tests, what can the DNA test show us or teach you about yourself that a regular snapshot lab test will not show?
Yeah, another great question. It's really looking at the underlying predispositions. So one example that just jumps into my mind right now is estrogen. So we look at how in female reports we look at how the body breaks down estrogen, and you know, there's certain estrogen, they're called metabolites. So when you're breaking down estrogen into smaller pieces, some of those smaller pieces retain estrogenic activity. They still act as if they're estrogen, and that can be harmful if they're not cleared out. Conversely, there's other estrogen metabolites that are supposed to be protective, and if your levels are too low, then that could cause problems. So your DNA shows you your underlying, you know, predisposition, but then the urine test or the blood test will show the real time levels. So I guess the best way to do it is you do your DNA test first and you understand your tendencies. Then you do your intervention, and then you can do those blood tests or urine tests periodically to make sure the levels are where they should be.
Right. But your DNA test, what I saw was really gives you a huge, big picture overview of your overall health and how you're likely to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I was really impressed. So Aaron Goldman, any final thoughts for our audience? What do you really want people to understand about DNA testing for their health?
Yeah, so I guess a common misconception about DNA is, that it's only used to identify paternity or to solve crimes or to look for, rare diseases or dangerous diseases. But really, our DNA makes us who we are, and there's genetic variants that are very common that we all have in our bodies, and those variants, you know, make us unique, but also lead to us having unique needs in our diets. So, another great example that I like to give is, you know, dietary guidelines say we need 1,000 units of vitamin D every day, right? That's based on a whole population. If we look at our DNA, maybe some people might need more, some people might need less. So the DNA can really help tease that out. We're just at the beginning here. Our DNA test is looking at about 125 different genetic variants. We have millions in our DNA. So I think this is just the beginning. But you know, those 125 that we chose are ones that have very strong evidence behind them in the literature. So they're clinically really helpful.
And you can use and take this information to your naturopath, to your medical intuitive healer, to your medical doctor and say, hey, let's tweak my program here.
Exactly. You got it.
You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. My newsletter is now available on Substack. Now, our guest today has been Aaron Goldman, the Chief Science Officer of DNALabs.ca. And remember, if you're really wanting to fine-tune your health naturally, you can do easy, inexpensive cheek swabs and find out more information than you ever thought you wanted to know about your health so that you can heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.